The extortionist ring known as the Black Lives Matter organization took a break today from shaking down corporations for millions and buying themselves mansions to share their support for the communist regime in #Cuba. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, a Cuban-American, remarked. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, piled on, recognizing BLM as a Marxist organization. Biden cannot let his left-wing supporters pressure him into propping up Havana's communist regime, she warned. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, expressed a similar line of thinking. A Marxist organization that not only supports defunding the police, but also supports an oppressive communist regime, she noted, pointing to BLM's statement. Shameful, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, the son of a Cuban immigrant, said. The group Black Lives Matter, funded by major players in corporate America, was founded by avowed Marxists and, as millions of Cubans risked their lives to rise up for freedom, BLM stands with the communist dictatorship. A criminal dictatorship in Cuba pressing and hurting their own people and endorsed by BLM, former Trump advisor Mercedes Schlapp observed. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, added that it is no surprise that the Marxists of BLM are defending a murderous communist regime. Indeed, BLM was founded by leaders trained in Marxism, which is the philosophical underpinning of communism, as Breitbart News reported.